It was an early Wednesday morning when 9-year-old Leo Walker went missing at his Live Oak home.
Last year, August of 2014, Leo Walker, who this bill is named after, disappeared in my city. 72 hours later, he was found dead in a body of water. But during that 72 hours, we had 15 plus different agencies and over $3 million spent. I'd never seen anything like it in my life, along with over 400 personal volunteers.
That's Live Oak Police Chief Buddy Williams, who says this issue is close to his heart in more ways than one, since he's the father of a disabled child with Angelman syndrome.
It may seem odd to some people that our children can get away from us and we're not, never know they're gone. But let me tell you, a child such as mine who does not sleep but about 4 hours a day catches up with you. For two full-time parents that work, I'm very fortunate enough to be able to afford an alarm system in my house, have every door, window, and everything else alarm.
That's why he says he's in favor of a bill named after Leo that would create a pilot program to help locate special needs kids quickly, like his daughter, to avoid what happened to little Leo.
We lost the life of a 9-year-old boy, and it could have been prevented. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes could save a life. We GPS our phones, our cars, and everything else that's got monetary value. Why can't we do it for our children, our most precious resource?
And the bill sponsors Lake City Republican Representative Elizabeth Porter.
HB 69 is a pilot project that would be located in Baker, Columbia, Hamilton, and Suwanee counties, entitled Project Leo. And it is based on participants who have autism, autism-related spectrum diseases, dementia issues, Alzheimer's, and participants would be selected based on criteria that is developed by the Center for Autism and Related Disabilities, or the CARD program, located at the University of Florida.
So what does the pilot program specifically do?
Under Project Leo, personal devices that would aid in search and rescue efforts would be provided by the center to the sheriff's offices in the participating counties, and it would require the center to provide preliminary report by December the 1st of 2015.
The measure has the support of St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Daryl Rouson.
My wife and I have five boys, and our youngest has cognitive issues, and it's in the family of Asperger's. We worry about him processing information. And I think one of the best things we can do is, and I said it earlier on Representative McBurney's bill, but this is an idea whose time has come.
And Gary Stein with Ford Alliance for Assistive Services and Technology, or FAST, says while he likes the overall measure, he wishes the measure could go further. He says it's missing three key elements.
First off is law enforcement training, because the way you approach a child with autism is different from why you approach a different type of child, and the training is specific for that. Also, there should be an inclusion criterion that includes fiscal stratification. Although these devices seem affordable, they are to some, but others are not, and so therefore to make this funding go as far as possible, there should definitely be included a fiscal stratification and also a public awareness campaign. So this limited pilot program can extend far beyond those just enlisted in the program.
And bill sponsor Porter says her end goal is to expand this program statewide.
We would love to be able to roll this bill out to its maximum capacity, but sometimes you have to take baby steps, and that is what we are here doing today.
And after passing the House Justice Appropriations Subcommittee Tuesday, the measure has one more stop to go before it heads to the floor. Meanwhile, a similar bill in the Senate is scheduled for its next committee hearing Thursday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.